Warning, the podcast Under the Stairs is not safe for work. We'll feature movie spoilers and language which most listeners may find offensive. Brought to you in conjunction with Legion Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode number 68. I'm your host Duncan McLeish and welcome to the show. Bonus episode 68 is the listener returns, the listener reviews of Movie Club February 2018 for Challenge Teapots. I asked you guys to check out a little British horror comedy called The Cottage from 2008. It's a fairly obscure movie. I expected at the most maybe 4 or 5 reviews. You guys once again have blown me away with the response. I think we got about 8 in total. A couple of recorded ones, some in by email, some by letterbox. So I'm really looking forward to digging in to what you guys make of that movie. But before we get into that, as always at the start of the episodes, some housekeeping, bringing you up to date with some of the things that are happening under the stairs. This coming Monday, we'll see Bazzy's graduation from Horror High. That's right, Bazzy Horror, episode number 37, sees my wee boy grow up. He's going to be leaving Horror High, and we are going to be covering 2 movies as part of that show that I know for a fact You're going to love. I've already recorded the first episode. It was fucking hilarious. Baz on fine form as usual. But yeah, you're going to get an opportunity to hear that. I'm once again not telling you what the movies are. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to hold on. Be patient. Yes, I'm teasing a lot on the Facebook group page just now. But you're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to sit back in your chair and wait to find out what those movies are. And trust me, when that episode drops, I expect that shit to go viral like the plague. You're going to love it. It's going to be a ton of fun. And I'm really looking forward. We're doing a couple of things that are a bit more quirky with the episode. And yeah, all I'm going to say is stick around to the end of that episode. Don't quit early. So yeah, that'll be dropping then. And a week today, I know we're finishing one movie club, but we'll be kicking off the next movie club, and it's going to be a Versus series, so I'm keeping my lips stum on that one, not telling you what will be featured, but yeah, it's going to be another fun, very difficult Versus club for movie club. I can't wait to drop that episode. So yeah, that brings you up to date with that. I'm attending Fright Fest, a week today, actually, the day this episode drops. I'll be going to the opening to see The Lodgers and Ghost Stories, and then 2 full days of horror content courtesy of Glasgow Fright Fest. I'm looking forward to catching up with my buddies Scott and Liam from Scott and Liam vs Evil, as well as Boz from the Little Pod of Horrors out in Glasgow. So yeah, there will be, I imagine, on the Facebook group page a lot of kind of cross-contamination between different podcasts, different hosts all chatting in each other's videos, as well as a roundup episode of what I've seen, which will appear as bonus content 2 weeks on Thursday. I'll do a quick roundup of the actual event itself with non-spoiler reviews of the movies that I saw and just generally what I thought. It's my first Fright Fest, so I'm kind of looking forward to checking that out. So that will be dropping a week on Thursday. 2 weeks on Thursday? 2 weeks on Thursday seems better than a week on Thursday because it's accurate. That's why. So yeah, that'll be dropping. March is shaping up to be a fucking bitchin' time. I've got my good buddy Ricky Morgan coming back on. It's been a while since we chatted to Ricky, but he's coming on. He's suggested and selected 2 of the more obscure genre affairs from Italy. So I'm looking forward to getting crazy with Ricky. Andy Blockley will be joining me back in March to look at the entire Maniac Cop franchise, all three movies, which should be interesting. My eyebrows raised like The Rock, or Dwayne Johnson to his friends. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go. I like the first one. I think the second one's pretty fun. I think the third one's dog shit. But it has been a while since I've seen it, so it'll be interesting to see if that has changed, if time has been kind unlikely, but you never know. I've also lined up Jamie J. Sammons to come back on with a trifecta of awesomeness, three movies which will be announcing in March that we're going to be covering that one, which are all a bit more leaning into the mystery. And a bit more hyper stylized, so it'll be interesting to see what you guys make of that episode as well. And yeah, just tons of things coming. There'll be another Baz V Horror, and yeah, lots of shit coming up, so keep your eyes peeled. As always, please join the Facebook group page so you can interact with me every Thursday evening in the UK when I do Thirsty Thursdays. And the only way to do that is facebook.com/groups/TPutzCast. Right, let's take our first break of this episode. When we return, we will be doing the first half of your reviews of The Cottage, the listener reviews of The Cottage. And that'll be coming up after promos for shows that I love. All that and more coming up right after this.
Hey everybody, this is Tim Dorn.
My name is Gareth Evans.
Hi, I'm Nacho Vigalondo, director of Time Crimes and Open Windows.
Hey, this is Graham Skipper.
Hola, soy Macarena Gomez.
Hello, this is number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP.
And you're listening to
The Little Pod
of Horrors,
which, as you know, is
the best damn idea
since premarital sex
on Halloween. Jason Voorhees!
It'll make you come hard.
And that's not a bad thing. That monkey is a good thing. Bam!
You can find The Little Pot of Horrors on simplysyndicated.com and on iTunes.
And welcome back. So up first is our good buddy Chad P. Chad P says of The Cottage, "Hey Duncan, Chad P here. Thanks for keeping the club going. I love listening to them as well as writing them, when I'm able. I'm probably going to be in the minority here in this one, but here I go, with several dots. The Cottage is the movie equivalent of dollar store 99p shops toilet paper. It gets the job done, but I'm picking the rest out of my ass for the rest of the day. Quite a few problems I have with this one, but I'll keep them brief. The first kill happens far too late in the film. While I enjoyed the practical effects and Tracy's kill, by the time they happened, I was out of the film. The comedy didn't hit me at all, and I spent most of the time just staring at the screen, waiting on some fucker to die already. I think this was a case of the cast being way better than the script that was delivered. Speaking of cast, you have Doug Bradley in your film, and that's all you do with him? Come on, I was waiting for him to do more. But no. Sadly, all he is a creepy Tim's person, and the killer came off as a low-rent Victor Crowley. Maybe I should do another viewing, but I felt that there were some scenes missing, either not written or just cut. Almost like a low-budget indie film, and cuts were made due to lack of funds. This is strange due to the awesome cast who play their parts great, but the shit script. The premise was cool, but I feel in better hands this could and should have been as good as Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. I got that vibe from it. Sorry, I couldn't get behind this one. A low 2 out of 5. Thank you very much for that review, Chad. And the next review is from our buddy Verbal Cat. Verbal said, had to write and say that The Cottage is an all-time favourite of mine. Take a light, sweet stock of two brothers working through lifelong issues to attain a healthier and happier sibling relationship. Okay, now throw away the soggy tissues, because these brothers just kidnapped the world championship winner of Filmmouth Crime Boss Daughter Pageant, which probably involved biting off opponents' ears. Add in a pair of psychopathic Asian killers for a hint of a wasabi. Now that you've done your mincing around in your kiss the cook apron, tear it off, and pull out the big guns. It's time to meet your neighbour, the friendly farmer who keeps human hands in the freezer next to the frozen peas. After a good simmer, serve with the tip of a human foot, garnish with the Pussy Brothers broken glasses. Bon appetit! Thank you very much for that, Verbal. Verbal, you forgot to send me a grade, but that is okay. It doesn't matter. It seems like you dug this movie. And thank you very much for taking the time to write in a review. And coming next is Darren Wilson from the Psycho Semantic Podcast and the VD Clinic. Let's find out what Darren thought of The Cottage.
Hey Duncan, hey Movie Club. It's Darren from the Psycho Semantic Cast. Here we are with 2008's The Cottage. Now, I can't remember which show we were recording, but you and I were talking, Duncan, and you made a reference to this movie, and when you found out that I hadn't seen it, you said, "Oh, you should totally check that movie out. I think you would really like it." And lucky for me that not too long after that also, this became the pick for Movie Club. So I had two reasons to get off my ass and stay on my ass and click a button and download it onto my TV. I'm here to say, you were correct, sir. I mean, I'm sure other people that are better at reviewing movies have already said this, but I mean, it's easy to do horror comedy really, really bad, and it's not that easy to do it well, especially for people that like horror movies or people that like comedy. I think you gotta have that right mix, or everybody's unhappy. The gore is fun, the jokes are funny. I love Andy Serkis, with or without motion capture. I mean, I've even watched 13 Going on 30 just to see him do the Thriller. Jennifer Ellison was hilarious and beautiful. I like that Doug Bradley showed up. It's little touches like that always go a long way for me. Like I said, the gore was good, the funny was funny, and I would give this movie at least a 3.5 out of 5. A rewatch might change. A rewatch wouldn't make it any lower. A rewatch might make it higher. So, thanks. Until next time.
If you whinge, cry, or do anything to let the owners of this house know that I'm going to kill you, I'll kill you. Got it?
And thanks very much to Darren Wilson of the Psycho Semantic Podcast and the VD Clinic. Turns out he actually enjoyed the movie quite a bit as well. So let's swing into our final review of this first half of the show. This one comes in from our good buddy David Garrett Jr. He says, "Hello Duncan. The Cottage was a film that I'd seen the trailer for after seeing Jennifer Ellison in Phantom of the Opera, and it had me intrigued. I never got around to seeing it until it was chosen as a film for this month's Movie Club, and I have to say, I'm glad it was selected. This film is interesting to me because it feels like two different types of films that are seamlessly put together. The first half is a kidnapping crime film mixed with comedy. The second half, a slasher. I loved the farmer character played by Dave Logano. I thought his performance and the design was great. Andy Serkis is an underrated actor in my opinion, who gets overshadowed by his CGI characters. Reese Shearsmith's character has such great growth from the weakling he is in the start into what happens at the climax. I have to say, Ellison's character shocked me with her vulgarity and I loved it. I also have such a crush on her, so I thoroughly enjoyed seeing her. I also loved the ending and what was filmed in the basement. It makes sense with seeing little things that are focused in on throughout the movie, but I didn't see it coming. I did have some minor issues with the pacing of the film and the characters after they'd been injured, but overall, this is a fun film. I'm also glad that you said watch it with the subtitles on. I didn't last more than 10 minutes before I had to switch them on to make sure I understood what people were saying. My rating for this film would be a 4 out of 5. I had a lot of fun with it. Thanks again for choosing this film, and I look forward to next month's Movie Club." And that's from David Garrett Jr. Thank you very much for sending in that review, David. So, thus far, it's been fairly positive. People seem to be, I think the average grade thus far is kind of somewhere between 3, 3.5. Let's see what the second half of this show brings. We still have some fascinating reviews still to come. But we're going to take our next break of this episode. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear a little bit of music. And when we come back, we're going to be looking at your reviews and my review overall of The Cottage. All that and more coming right up, right after this.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, chin cough, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pott's disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Yeah, let's dance one more time to the break. Whoa, whoa, yeah, we're going long, we're all for a while.
And welcome back. So our first review of the second half comes in from our good buddy George Cook, who sent his review in via Letterboxd, which is an option, ladies and gents. If you're watching films for your Letterboxd and you're writing little reviews there, don't double up by sending me one. Just take a screenshot and send it through to me. George Cook says, The Cottage from 2008. A great fun movie that's like From Dusk Till Dawn. Starts as a crime caper that transforms into a horror about halfway through it. Andy Serkis plays the role completely straight, while Reese Shearsmith enthusiastically hams it up as his Annette brother. Jennifer Ellis nearly steals the show, however, with her gobby scouse performance included some quality venomous swearing. There's not much to dislike here, and if you've not seen it before, then it's well worth a look. He gives it 3.5 stars out of 5. Thank you very much for submitting that in, George Cook. And let's keep this party train going, as our good buddy Don Anelli never misses a movie club, does our Don. Don says, Frankly, The Cottage is a rather enjoyable entry that has a lot to like about it. The first half, where it's a gangster comedy with the innate kidnappers squabbling with each other over their family issues or how to plan is supposed to go, does take a while to get into the slasher setups, but the hilarity of their antics and Jennifer Ellison's body do make up for it. Hubba hubba. Once it does go on full slasher, it works nicely with some nice mixture of comedy and suspense, as this is giving us some serious scenes as well as some funny ones. The mixture works more often than not, with a few misses in the comedy, and the build up is noticeably too long before the horror comes along, but it's still enough to like overall here, since this follows up on a personal note of the only worthwhile post-2000 British horror being their horror comedies. Had Jennifer Ellison gone topless, this would have gone up a bit higher. I agree with you, Don. But overall, it's still a solid 3.5 out of 5 on the Netflix scale. Thank you very much for that review, Don and Ellie. And in interest of fairness and balance, I want to always state, I know our buddy Tim Walker here, I'm about to read his review. He basically said that he didn't want to send his review in because he didn't enjoy this movie. He didn't want to feel like he was the one naysayer or dissenting voice. And that's what I don't want. I don't want this to be an echo chamber. I want your honest opinions. And with that, Tim wrote in his. This is what Tim says. He says, Hey Duncan, well, you asked for it, so here it is. I'll try and hold back on the venom, but a little might come out. I really will. The Cottage, 2008. I really didn't like this one. I don't like to write negative reviews most of the time, since I think there's too much damn negativity in this world, especially on the internet. You did say you wanted the sour as well as the sweet, and you didn't want it to become an echo chamber. I'm going to hold you to that, Duncan. Plus, I'm thinking whenever something comes along, be it a book or a movie, that seems to be universally loved, I often wonder why someone wouldn't like it. In those cases, I often seek out the negative reviews to see why someone would give it a thumbs down. Just out of curiosity, what was wrong with it? Was Lake Mungo too slow and boring for someone? Was the Neon Demon too flashy, shallow or pretentious? Was Black Sunday just too old-fashioned? What's wrong with The Cottage? Why wouldn't someone like it? One major reason for me, and this applies to a lot of movies, is I'm not a fan of horror comedies. Even the ones I like, such as What We Do in the Shadows or Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, I wasn't crazy about. To me, they're good, but never great. Comedy just isn't something I look for in my horror, other than a little comic relief here and there. Even a movie as grim as John Carpenter's The Thing does have a little comic relief. However, when the comedy is the main point of the movie, it falls flat. It's painful to watch. Enter The Cottage. Yeah. The humour just fell flat. I literally only slightly chuckled at one line. The scene when Reese Shearsmith crawled towards Andy Serkis and said something about it taking all day. Okay, that was kind of funny. Literally, other than that, I was stone-faced or sighing with frustration at every joke. The characters? Well, other than Andy Serkis as David, I pretty much hated everyone and couldn't wait for them all to be killed. The blonde in particular was obnoxious beyond words that I can describe, but I'll try. Every line she had was excruciating and her voice was more pinched and nasally than Fran Drescher. Every scene she was in was like hearing fingernails on a chalkboard to me. There was a scene where they were going to put a gag on her and I wanted them to put it on 4 or 5 more times. Just to be sure. I was a bit relieved when she left the movie, shall we say. Sheer Smythe also got on my nerves. If I had to hear him say what we're going to do in that whiny voice one more goddamn time, Andy Serkis's David was literally the only character I didn't want to punch. I mentioned the jokes didn't work, but the physical comedy didn't either. Failed comedy is bad enough, but failed slapstick comedy is nearly unbearable. Think of some of the more recent Zucker Brother films or Jim Abram movies, or those genre parody slapstick films, Scream If You Know What I Did Last, whatever the fuck. Yeah, god awful stuff. For example, a character stepping on a rake. Really? A fucking rake? And then a bear trap? And then the bear trap snaps back on him a second time? Really? Are Curly, Moe and Larry going to show up and bop him on the head too? How about John Cleese shows up and to help him and knight's armour and the redneck slices his arms off? Well, that might actually be funny. This was not. Okay, there were some positives. Nothing all bad. Even some as bad as the Bye Bye Man or a Yui Bowl movie has some positives. Not many, but some. Well, I thought the gore effects were pretty well done. I did like Serkis, I've been a fan of his for a while, both The Lord of the Rings as well as British horror films set during World War that I call Death Watch that came out in the early 2000s. I did like the look of that one. It did have good cinematography. The score was okay, if a little goofy. I was thinking of Beetlejuice when the credits were rolling. On the whole though, I find this movie incredibly irritating and I'll never watch it again. Some movies are just not made for you. Maybe I might like next month's challenge, Teapots. I almost have to really say sorry. Sorry, Duncan. Take care, Tim Walker. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that, Tim. See, I'm about balance. I like balance. And yeah, not all movies are made for all people. And I'm sorry it didn't resonate with you. And at least you articulated your points, Tim. There's nothing worse than I see on the internet hating this movie. Why? Cause. Thank you for taking time to articulate the reasons you don't like it. Yeah, this one sounds like it definitely wasn't for you, but thank you very much for watching it and sending your review in, Tim. It means the world to me to get movie reviews from people, even when it's a movie. I'm like you. I generally don't review movies I don't like because I just don't see the effort in putting my time into saying I don't like something when I can promote something I really like in instead. That being said, we have a couple of audio clips to play us out in the final two reviews. First one is a doozy. It comes in from our good buddy Paul Stevenson, who recently featured on our Final Destination episodes, and he did tell me at the time that he'd got his copy of The Cottage and he was looking forward to reviewing it. Let's see what Paul made of the movie.
Hello everybody, my name is Paul Stevenson, and I am from the Who Will Survive Horror Podcast, which is a member of the Legion Podcast Network, as well as the Raw, Live, and Unedited Podcasting Network. We can be found on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as under the network feeds of the two networks which I just mentioned. Okay, now that I got that bullshit business stuff out of the way, let's talk about 2008's The Cottage. Assuming that I am not the first review that's played or that Duncan has already covered the synopsis of the movie, we'll just push forward with what my thoughts are about this. I am really glad that Duncan suggested this one for this version of the movie club. I probably would not have stumbled upon this one. I hadn't ever heard of it. I don't usually see it come up in any lists or anything. But it was really a ton of fun. Once everything escalated in the second half of the movie, it got to just a completely crazy level of violence and gore that I wasn't fully expecting, because the first half of the movie is much more toned down and subtle about everything, and really just kind of plays up the relationship between the two main characters, which are both brothers, and it sort of develops slowly just through some sort of light comedic moments. And obviously there's this plot of the kidnapping going on at the same time. This movie reminds me of classic movies where you have the inexperienced criminals that are taking on a job that's too big for their abilities, and they get themselves in too deep too quick and are way over their heads and completely overwhelmed with the circumstances. And obviously, you know, those type of situations never go well for the bad guys in the movies, which eventually our bad guys sort of become the good guys in the movie once the secondary threat element is introduced in the second half. So we talked about the first half just kind of being very simple and kind of lighthearted, a lot of comedic moments. I like that it starts out without giving you everything up front. We don't realize that our two main characters, played by Andy Serkis and Reese Shearsmith, we don't know that they're actually brothers right away until it's kind of revealed later just through the dialogue and everything. We don't also fully realize right away that the boss's son, who is in cahoots with these two, is actually on board with everything. But it turns out that he's a big, bumbling, fucking retarded moron that can't do anything right and screws up everything even worse than Reese Shearsmith's character does throughout the movie. Anyways, the chemistry between them is fun. Then we have the introduction of the lead female character, played by Jennifer Ellison, who is very well endowed in the upstairs and downstairs regions. And just to do my due diligence, like I did on the Final Destination review, I had to just double check for research purposes that there were no credible nude pictures of her available online, and I regret to inform you that no, there are not any. Sorry. I guess that's going to be my thing in future guest spots of Podcast Under the Stairs for me. Will be reporting back to you on the legitimacy of any nude pictures of the hot girls in the movies or not. I don't know if that's a good thing that that's my thing, but I guess that's fucking what my thing is going to be. Alright, so now let's talk about the second half of this movie. The second half of the movie goes completely fucking the opposite direction of the first half, and it goes from being a kidnapping ransom movie into a violent, gory, over-the-top mutant slasher movie, which is just fucking awesome. I'm a big fan of really violent stuff like this, where the violence is sort of surrounded with campiness to kind of break the tension of it. This has some great kill scenes. The mutant farmer, or deformed farmer turned slasher, is really fucking creepy and gross looking. Has a great presence, just a huge stature, throws people around, very powerful. Has some great kills using some practical gore and good farm weapons and whatever. There's definitely a little bit of a Friday the 13th influence or something like that going on, but you can't fault it for trying to mimic something as good as that. Yeah, I mean, I really like the way that this did a full 180 and went from one thing into a completely different thing. I have to say that during the first half, I was a little bit worried that it was not going to escalate to another tier, and then it escalated to about five fucking tiers above the tier that I hoped it would escalate to, and went completely into crazy town. So that's pretty cool. So I guess I should say thank you, Duncan, for suggesting this one. I am glad that I took your recommendation and I went out and got a used copy on Amazon for about $7.50 of this, and now I can watch it whenever I want to. I would definitely recommend anybody else would do this on the rating scale by Podcast Under the Stairs. I would give this a 4 out of 5 stars, as in that I really liked it quite a bit. And one last thing, when I listened to the commentary of Duncan and Boz covering this movie, my favorite moment of it was when the girl gets a shovel stuck into her mouth, then knocked down to the ground where the killer pushes the shovel through her mouth, chopping off the top of her head, and then drags her body away, leaving the head there. And Duncan asks Boz, now despite the fact that her head is chopped off, but the body is still fully intact and mostly unharmed, Boz, would you still? And Boz's response is, not only that, but I would use the hole in the top of where her missing head was as another hole as well. So there's that. Anyways, I really enjoyed the commentary. I didn't watch it with the movie, but I watched the movie at night and then the next day at work listened to the commentary. So all the imagery was fresh in my head. So you guys did a good job with that. And I appreciate you putting that out. Anyways, thanks, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you very much for that review, Paul. Check out his show, We Will Survive, horror podcast exclusively available on Legion Podcast Network. I believe it, I say exclusively available, I think it is on another network, but I'm sorry, Paul, for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it right now. But yeah, Paul is a good guy. He's one of the good ones. Check out his show. I love it. It's got a great format, and I think I might be doing a guest spot in the near future, shooting the shit with Paul, which will be a ton of fun. As is, at this point, I want to say the grand tradition of Movie Club. Before I come in to do my review, we play the stalwart, long-standing reviewer of this series. He's never missed one. He always comes true and always submits in a review. It is our great buddy, Lee Russell, from the Must Be Destroyed On Site podcast. Let's find out what Lee made of The Cottage.
Hello, Duncan. Lee Russell here. And here's my submission for this month's movie club. We're looking at The Cottage. I'm glad you suggested it, actually, because this is a film I first saw the first third of back when it came out around 2008. Or I think maybe it was 2009 that I saw it. Rented it, of course, DVD, and I think I had a ton of movies that night that I watched, and I just sort of fell asleep a third through this one, and I just didn't have enough time to rewatch it. I had to return to movies the next day and never got around to it. And at the time, I sort of had fond memories of it, mostly of Jennifer Ellison looking super fucking hot. I think that's kind of what burned in my brain more than anything else. But yeah, I sort of had fond memories of it overall. It was kind of amusing or whatever, but didn't think too much about it. So here, looking at it now, it's kind of a fresh look to a certain degree because I've kind of forgotten most of what went on except for Jennifer Ellison wearing a very, very tight top. So got halfway through this one this time, knowing it turns into a horror film, I was actually kind of bemoaning this fact because up until that point, I was really enjoying this film just as a sort of comedic crime film. Not quite as stylish as, say, like a Guy Ritchie film. A little bit more stage play-ish, a little bit more intimate, but a lot of fun. The interaction between the two brothers, played by Andy Serkis and Reese Shearsmith, really, really good. Really good dynamic, good sort of comedic duo kind of thing going on. And they do kind of feel like brothers. I can speak from experience with that one. But yeah, I was really just enjoying that aspect, and I was like, oh god, it's going to turn into a shitty horror movie that I'm just not going to enjoy as much. But turns out I do enjoy it quite a bit. It manages to balance the different genres that it plays in fairly well. all of these people are pretty much despicable and deserve to die, except for maybe the hairdresser, who unfortunately becomes a victim in this multiple times over, actually. Yeah, even Jennifer Ellison's character, who you first kind of get the impression that she's going to be the final girl, because she's tough and assertive and doesn't take shit from anybody, and looks like she's going to think her way out of this. But she turns out to be just as much of a piece of crap as everybody else in the film, and they all sort of have it coming, really. I mean, you know, they should heed the warning sign, shouldn't they? No trespassing. But they did. So yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. I kind of enjoyed how the humor got a bit more darker as the film got darker, as more horrible things happened to our main characters and anyone else who sort of wandered into the path of our sort of Leatherface-like psychopath. This kind of ended up feeling like Hatchet, which came out 2 years before it, to a certain extent, but it kind of, with the humor and just where it's set, it kind of comes off more like a film from the Cornetto trilogy. In fact, it feels a lot like Hot Fuzz to me. And I appreciate that. I like it. And it doesn't feel like a cheap kind of knockoff of the Cornetto trilogy. It doesn't feel like a cash-in. Oh, Shaun of the Dead came out, and now everybody's doing fucking horror comedies, you know? I think this one works fairly well on its own. It's got a nice grim ending. Always love me a good shovel gag. And this one has one of those awesome little shovel gags that poor Jennifer Ellison ends up being the receiving end of. But I always loved that. Ever since I saw the first one that I saw was Day of the Dead. Ever since I had seen that one, I've always sort of loved the not quite getting your head chopped off, but getting your jaw, your head split right where your jaw separates. I've always kind of liked that gag. They do a similar gag in Wrong Turn as well. So yeah, I think other than enjoying it a lot more than I was expecting, the biggest surprise is Jennifer Ellison hasn't had a film career after this. She did two films and that's it, basically. I guess she just did some TV series and does a lot of just presenting and hosting of shit, which seems like a real waste because she's more than capable in this film. She stacks right up. She stands right up side to side with all the male leads in this film. And of course, it's always great to see Andy Serkis actually appear on screen instead of appear as a CGI monstrosity of some sort. And of course, he doesn't get the credit he deserves as being a really great actor who probably does deserve an Oscar, even if it's for a film where you never see his face, right? But yeah, I really liked it, Duncan. Glad I got a chance to finally get my butt kicked into gear and finish this one. And it was a lot of fun. And I'll probably revisit it at some point. And I am going to rate this one 3.5 out of 5 on the Netflix grading scale. So there you go. Look forward to next month. Look forward to seeing what everyone else has to say about this one. And until then, I'm going to fuck off. So everyone have a good one. Goodbye.
And thank you very much for that review, Lee Russell. So it seems like the majority of people enjoyed it too, really enjoyed it. A couple of people, not so much. And to be honest, all the criticisms appear to be fairly consistent amongst people that actually enjoyed the movie. And people that disliked the movie, it seems to be that, you know, that those issues were maybe a bit more cumbersome to some people and not so much to the rest. Which brings me to my review of The Cottage. So you've all by now, hopefully, heard the story of how I saw this at the cinema. Went in with very little knowledge at all, out with it. Rhys Shearsmith was in it, and I was a big fan of The League of Gentlemen. And seeing it in a practically empty cinema kind of added to my general feelings of the movie. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it stacks up with, very much like Don was saying, in the 2000s, Britain really leaned into quite a lot of horror comedies. It was kind of where they were going, they were leaning into it. We had a lot of comedy TV shows, darker comedy TV shows for sure. And a lot of those actors seemed to bounce across whether it's lesbian vampire killers or something like Severance. We had a lot more going on in that department. The British horror scene is certainly, it had a couple of gems in there as well. I mean, Neil Marshall was making a lot of movies as well, but even when you look at something like Dog Soldiers, there is a degree of comedy that runs through Dog Soldiers as well. So yeah, that's kind of the kind of backdrop to watching The Cottage. I would totally agree. I think the movie does suffer slight pacing issues, particularly in the first half, but very much like with what Lee was saying, I really enjoy the setup of this movie, and had there been no horror at all, and it just was a kind of bumbling caper about these two brothers that really couldn't, you know, couldn't start a piss up in a brewery. I love that aspect of it. The horror element in the second half is so violently juxtaposed against the setup of the movie that I think if it had been a bit more subtle, it just wouldn't have worked. You need that kind of duality. Very much like one of the reviewers was saying when comparing From Dusk Till Dawn. I think the performances across the board are great. I really like Reese Shearsmith in this one. He is playing a whiny character, but that's not what Reese Shearsmith is generally like, and I think that's why it's awesome. He is to play that kind of whiny, feeble little character, and he does it very well, and if you feel like you're hating watching him on the screen, he's doing his job right. Andy Serkis, I just feel sorry for him the whole fucking movie. You know, I had one grand plan, and if everyone would just behave like him, he would get away with it. And Jennifer Ellison, for me, steals this movie. I think she is the highlight of this movie by a country mile. I think she's vulgar. Her nasally tone, that pinched voice that Tim was talking about, that's just a Scouse accent, I'm afraid. but she's fucking brilliant. I think she's really, really, really fun in this movie. I think the practical effects are awesome. Gore effects are really, really fun. When we get to the moments where people are having their heads severed with spades or having their toes chopped off, which does make me wince even talking about it, I think those are handled very well. I think the cinematography is actually really great, considering it's kind of sparse countryside with few locations. I disagree with the comment on the script being shit. I think the script's actually very funny and very well written. It has a British sensibility to the humour, so I understand it maybe not necessarily translating all that well, but that's not an excuse. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. And I really like the ending. The ending is that kind of classic tongue-in-cheek sort of British horror comedy ending where no one really gets out safe. I think it's great. I think it's a very, very good movie. And if I was to score it on the Netflix grade, I would come in at 3.5, 4 tops, but more likely at 3.5, which I think is about the average grade if we add up all the grades that we've had from all our reviewers. I think it probably lands about a 3.5. So there we go. So that was Movie Club for February 2018. We did The Cottage from 2008. Next, next week, we will launch Movie Club for March 2018. And we're coming back with a Versus series. And I'm pulling no punches, and it's going to make everyone hate me. But I enjoy the hate. As Fred Durst once said, why do you want to hate me? It's because hate is all the world has even seen lately. Profound statements, Mr. Durst. Profound, profound statements. God bless you, Limp Bizkit. I'm only joking. No one is blessing Limp Bizkit. Right, we're going to take our final break of the show. When we come back, I'm closing it out right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode number 68. Has been listener reviews as part of Movie Club February 2018 with your reviews of The Cottage. Thank you to everyone that submitted a review. It was awesome to hear your opinions. And thanks for everyone that checked out this movie. Not easy to find, but people went out there, purchased copies and found it maybe in other methods that I will not go into detail on this show. So thank you very much for that. Just a quick reminder that we will be returning with Baz V Horror, episode number 37, Baz's graduation from Horror High, with two secret movies. Two secret movie selections is coming this Monday. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for it. Until then, though, there is a multitude of ways to check out the podcast under the stairs. As always, I advocate you check us out through Apple Podcasts. Come across, subscribe to the feed, get the episodes as and when they drop, access to the entire back catalogue of Teapots episodes. Please leave us a rating and a review. The ratings, 5 stars for example, the more of them we get, the higher up the iTunes charts we're pushed for people to find us, and reviews make people aware of why they should check out the show. They're free to do, don't cost you anything at all except a couple of minutes of your free time. The best way to support the podcast Under the Stairs, and they do mean the world to us. We read every single one of them. Please check us out on Stitcher, Smart Radio, SoundCloud, TuneIn and Google Play. Visit our website, teapotscast.com, and come across and interact with the goddamn best Facebook group page on the internet. It's facebook.com/groups/teapotscast. Go across, interact with the Baz on the twin prongs of social media sexiness, Instagram and Twitter. Both can be followed at teapotscast. So until I speak to you on Monday, returning with the Baz, wherever you are, whatever you're up to, whatever the time zone is in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves and each other. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I'm signing off.